I don't want to be the skunk at the picnic, so to speak.
Raping your mother.
Buff coat and beaver or beaver and something else.
I'm going to force you at gunpoint to eat me alive.
Sex with Satan. Sex with Satan.
In the wake of last December's school shooting, Senator Jay Rockefeller has proposed yet another congressional study on violent video games. Such studies are typically accompanied by hearings where representatives of the world's greatest deliberative body get to lecture and threaten artists and business people in front of national TV cameras that would normally not pay much interest to the Senate Commerce Committee.
Madonna's sex book that I haven't seen, but I've read reports of it.
Violent and perverse television shows like Fox's When Animals Attack.
Mr. Snyder, what does SMF stand for?
It stands for the Sick Motherfucking Friends of Twisted Sister.
Is this also a Christian group?
I don't believe that profanity has anything to do with Christianity.
Blaming pop culture for America's societal ills has been a staple of congressional hearings for decades, where the First Amendment is usually regarded as an archaic nuisance.
And I still hear art is art, and in America, artists are supposed to be free to express themselves.
And every time somebody said, oh, you can't, that's censorship, oh, you can't do that, that's a violation of First Amendment.
Parental responsibility is considered an impossible task.
The television has truly become our electronic babysitter.
And everything from serial killers.
The Son of Sam, who killed 8 people in New York, was allegedly into Black Sabbath's music.
To suicide.
He hung himself while listening to AC/DC's Shoot to Thrill.
To deviant sex.
Panties round your knees with your ass in debris.
Have been blamed on artists whose work seems rather silly and campy with just a few years of hindsight.
I think somebody should sponsor a sleaze awards, where people show up not in black ties, but in coveralls, dressed as garbage men.
On occasion, devil's advocates have been invited to testify on free expression's behalf, though they're commonly met with snide insults from lawmakers who bristle at the mere mention of the word censorship.
Often we've heard that a record never killed anyone, or we're casually dismissed as prudes or censors.
As Congress gears up for another round of scaremongering grandstanding, Reason TV presents Sex, Violence, and Satan, 6 unbelievably dumb congressional hearings. From 2001, the House Committee on Energy and Commerce's hearing on children and media violence.
There are parents in America who think some of this music is killing their children softly.
Raping your mother. Killing your mother.
Get me the machete from OJ and I'm going to make everyone's throats ache.
It was horrifying.
I hope it does not take another Columbine or another 13-year-old shooting a teacher or another 8-year-old shooting a classmate.
I'm watching Popeye with my young son. Bluto punches out all the windows in a rage. And then my young son ran out to the glass storm window and punched his way through it.
In 1997, Senator Joe Lieberman and the Senate Committee on Governmental Affairs spent a lot of time talking about Marilyn Manson.
Some of the worst thoughts.
Shoot here and the world gets smaller. Shoot, 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 motherfucker. I'd say that the lyrics to this song contributed directly to my son's death. And I failed to recognize that my son was holding a hand grenade and it was live and that it was going to go off in his mind.
I understand how you feel, but don't be too hard on yourself. Almost every parent in America in that position would have done exactly what you did because it didn't look like a hand grenade. It looked like a CD. Unfortunately, it was a hand grenade.
I know you don't agree with this, but when you look at a painting, what makes one painting good and one painting bad? It's a matter of taste.
I don't hear in your testimony any real acknowledgement about how terrible this music is. When you hear the testimony of Mr. Kuntz, doesn't it make you want to go back? Marilyn Manson, Tupac Shakur, Cannibal Corpse, Snoop Doggy Dogg. To me, this music is the equivalent of yelling fire in a crowded theater where there's no fire.
Also in 1997, the Senate Commerce Committee held hearings on the ineffectiveness of the TV rating system they themselves had imposed on the industry.
There are some times that I wish that I could wave a wand or pass a law that would get this junk off of television.
It may be that you have to just have a précis of each show written, printed in the papers and in the digest, and people can actually read what's in the show.
Jingle bitch screwed me over. Go to hell, jingle whore. Go to hell, go to hell, go to hell.
I need everyone to know what a lying bitch Donna is.
I remember coming home one night when one of my boys had been sitting with a babysitter watching a television program that scared him because of the violence that came across that TV screen. And he couldn't sleep that entire night.
Don't remain in denial. Don't force us to legislate again in this area.
Most of the programs are falling in the PG category is because many of them are very bland. 4 years ago, the Congress indicated to the networks that they wanted the primetime schedule with less violence in it, and I think the networks have responded.
Of course, bottom line, Mr. President, Mr. Chairman, I have such high regard for you.
In 1993, Joe Lieberman and the Senate Committee on Governmental Affairs took on the scourge of ultra-realistic 16-bit video games and plastic toys.
I know that one place parents want us to draw the line is with violence in video games. Mortal Kombat.
Street Fighter 2 on the Super Nintendo was their number one game last year.
It's called the Super Scope. The gun that you have in your hand is called the Justifier.
To me, that looks like an assault weapon of some kind.
Also in 1993, Attorney General Janet Reno responded to fan mail.
I received these letters from 75 children attending Park Elementary School. Dear Ms. Reno, I don't like violence on TV. It makes me feel rotten.
Now, I know murder, she wrote. That's not gratuitous violence. I mean, in murder itself, somebody's going to be shown a dead body, and that's acceptable. And tell me whether you think this is gratuitous.
And listen, buddy.
Nobody died.
Nobody died, except the credibility of the panel.
It's going to be important to the maintenance of constitutional freedoms in our country. Unless people self-regulate, it's going to lead to genuine threats to our freedom.
Buffcoat and Beaver, or Beaver and something else, they had, I haven't seen it, I don't watch it, but whatever it is, it was at 7 o'clock, Buffcoat, and they put it on now at 10:30, I think. They've pleaded guilty. And they'll do it as long as you and I have hearings, but we just can't have hearings like we've had now for 40 years.
And going all the way back to 1985, when Senator Al Gore's wife Tipper, along with Treasury Secretary James Baker's wife Susan, founded the Parents Music Research Council and used their husbands' bully pulpits to hold hearings on the dangers of quote-unquote porn rock.
Much has changed since Elvis' seemingly innocent time.
Rock lyrics have turned from, I can't get no satisfaction, to I'm going to force you at gunpoint to eat me alive.
Young people in our treatment program recovering from drug problems, we ask them to give up heavy metal for at least a year so that they're not again overtaken by feelings of resentment, hate, and the urge to party.
Repeated exposure to song lyrics describing rape, incest,
drug taking, and flirtations with the occult.
I-F-U-C-K like a beast.
Is like sandpaper to the soul.
The question we must ask is, should the force be the government?
Clean up your act, or we will do it for you. In the words of the heavy metal band Twisted Sister, we're not going to take it anymore.
Bang your head against the stage like you never have before. Make it ring, make it bleed, make it really sore.
Burn a building. Burn, burn, burn.
He will possess you. He will molest you. Sex with Satan. Sex with Satan.
It's my life, and I love sex.
Princess, darling Nikki, about masturbation.
I met a girl named Nikki. I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby masturbating with magazines. Ain't a cardinal sin, baby, let me in. Girl, I'm gonna treat you right. Well, goodness sakes, my snake's alive and it's ready to bite. Listen, you little slut, do as you are told. Come with daddy for me to pour the gold. Golden showers, all through my excrements you shall roam. Bend up and smell my anal vapor. Your face is my toilet paper. On your face I leave a shit tower. Golden showers. Mr. Chairman,
right,
that concludes my remarks,
I'm
and I thank you.
I'm sorry your time has expired.
The complete list of PMRC demands reads like an instruction manual for some sinister kind of toilet training program whipped up like an instant pudding by the wives of Big Brother. People who write bad laws are, in my opinion, more dangerous than songwriters who celebrate sexuality. Some of the albums that have been selected for abuse here are obscure. I think that a lot of deep digging was done in order to come up with the song about the anal vapors.
Do you make a profit from sales of rock records?
Yes.
Thank you. I think that statement tells the story to this committee.
The beauty of literature, poetry, and music is that they leave room for the audience to put its own imagination, experiences, and dreams into the words. There is no authority who has the right or the necessary insight to make these judgments.
Today's young people view musicians that, to all outward appearances,
would offend their parents are intelligent and sophisticated enough to place such performers in their proper context and to make their own judgments. And in fact, many of these musicians are viewed as little more than glorified comic book characters. Really, to underestimate the ability of young people today to make these perceptions just begins to expose the problems that anti-regulatory steps would create.
I'd be interested to see what toys your kids ever had.
Why would you be interested?
Just as a point of interest in this.
Well, come on over to the house, I'll show them to you.